Do you see this conference that's going on there as in any way a follow-up to the conference that you were involved in on healing from abuse at the Gregorian University?
The fact that the last presentation last evening was by Baroness Hollins, and she actually gave a presentation of her experience during that conference in February, which means that the February conference did have a very important impact. Of course, the audience was different because in February, it was the hierarchy that had this opportunity with the help of the experts at the Gregorian and also the input of Baroness Hollins and others to reflect on this most tragic wound in the church, not only in the church, but also in society. But this is also a privileged audience because we have lots of theologians, experts in their fields. And I think it is a very important moment to go from the hierarchy now to theologians. I think that slowly, slowly, we're getting towards a response which is truly ecclesial. It's not hierarchical, it's church. And we're in together in suffering the wound, but also trying to respond to it. And I think that is a very important aspect I bring away with me from this conference, the privilege to be to share concerns and also on a very deep and profound level with experts in theology. And one of the other things is that the response has to necessarily to be interdisciplinary. We need the input of psychology, of sociology, of psychiatry, and we need the human sciences in order not only to be able to diagnose what went wrong, but also to have a prognosis and hopefully an efficient and effective therapy.
You're bringing, aren't you, something of the Vatican perspective on this crisis and the broader underlying problems of the abuse of power. What kind of points were you trying to put over, if you like, to the conference?
Well, we're all privileged to have such a wealth of reflection by Pope Benedict himself on this aspect. And I was sharing some of the profound reflections on the Pope with our colleagues here at St. Mary's in Twickenham. And I quoted, for example, extensively from his important reflections in 2010 during his address, the now well-known address to Roman Curia at Christmas, which has become sort of a review which the Pope does of the year. And in 2010, he talked about this vision of Hildegard of Bingen, who is going to be declared by Pope Benedict himself a Doctor of the Church next month in October 2012, and also how the church suffers because of our sins, but also the will to go forward, to put the most awkward questions. How did we get to this situation, and what can we do about it? One of the other reflections is that I also talked about two things which need, I think, to enter more and more into our vocabulary, and that is empowerment of people. That is, people should not only be on the receiving end, but should be really proactive, not only in their response, but also in prevention. And the other word is accountability. I realize that there is no specific word in Italian for accountability, but I think that the psychology of it and the theology of it has to be developed. That is, we're not accountable only to God, we're accountable to each other and to our peers in how we respond to difficult situations, including sin and crime.
Certainly this question of accountability within the Catholic Church, there's been an awful lot of work done on actual sex abuse and abuser priests, and there's a lot of understanding about that now. But the broader question of how you encourage accountability in the very hierarchical structure of the Church is an issue that seems to me it's very difficult to tackle and to come up with any real solutions.
I think that that is a challenge which we have to take on. And I think the Holy Father is doing that by his example, but also by the way he addresses this question when he talks to bishops, but not only to bishops, to priests and to laity. I think that the moment we feel that we are on the same page and we go to give a response together, laity, hierarchy, then we are not only doing the right thing, but also giving a good example of how to do it the correct way.
So what will you be bringing back from the conference, if you like, in that sense?
I think One word comes to mind. I will bring a lot of hope with me, which I will share with my colleagues at the congregation, but also a great enthusiasm for a collegial attitude to our work, seeing our work in the greater context of a Christian community which really wants to do this right.